Okay, our pick of the Gemara Mem Vav Amud Beis. We're 14 lines from the bottom. The words of Bepluchta. So we're going back to the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So the Gemara now just points out a Bepluchta Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish that the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish the Itmar. We have machlokas Hifrei Shiva Esrogim LeShiva Yamim. We're talking about again if a person has an esrog, is it mutter for him to eat that esrog after he performed the mitzvah or not? So now, if let's say I have 7 different esrogim for each day of the chag, Amra Rav kol achas v'achas yotze bav ochel altar. So Rav says, after, so I know day one, I'm only using my first esrog. After I'm done with it, I could eat it right afterwards. Rav Asi Amra kol achas v'achas yotze bav ochel l'machar. However, Rav Asi says, no, but the entire day it's usher to eat it. I can only eat it the following day. So the Gemara now says, what are they arguing about Rav and Rav Asi? So Rav says that it's for the esrog was set aside for the purpose of the mitzvah, and after I finish that mitzvah, I immediately am allowed to use the esrog by eating it and using it for my hana, for my own purposes of achila. However, and Rav Asi holds that the esrog was set aside for the entire day, similar to that of Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore it becomes permitted only the following day and not the same day. So now the Gemara assumes, based on Rashi, that we follow Rabbi Yochanan, that eating an esrog is going to be usher the entire seventh day. However, we know Rabbi Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael. So he was only discussing Eretz Yisrael, where they had the halachas, where you know that Shemini Atzeret is a different day. So the Gemara wants to know now, for those in Chutz La'aretz, we keep 2 days because we're not Kviya B'Yarcha. We don't know exactly when the Shlichim came. We don't know exactly when Sukkot is falling out. Is it the first day of Sukkot, the second day? So for us, the Gemara now asks, the Islay Trey Yomei. So now we live outside Eretz Yisrael. So we have 2 days of Yom Tov, Taman and Bavel. Hechi Avdina, and so what do we do? Amar Abaya, Abaya, again, assuming like Rabbi, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the whole day is Usher, so now we're wondering, is Shemini Atzeres also going to be Usher to eat the Esrog? So Abaya says, Shemini, Safek Shvi, Usher. So the eighth day, which is seemingly the whole reason we're keeping, well, we're going to have a Shaila, but the eighth day for Shemini Atzeres is also going to be potentially the seventh day, because again, we're not sure which day really was the first day of Sukkot. So then the Esrog is going to be Usher to be eaten on Shemini Atzeres. However, Chi, Safek Shemini Amutter. However, the second day of Shemini Atzeres, the second day of Yom Tov, is going to be the ninth day, and that's a suffix only that maybe it's Shemini Atzeres, so then Mimonoshach, then for sure it's going to be Mutter to eat the Esrog, because the Esrog was not Usher on after Sukkot. So clearly, at most, the eighth day was going to be Sukkot, but the ninth day for sure is not Sukkot, then you could eat it. However, Mar Meimar said, Afilu Shemini Safek Shvi Mutter, he says that even on the eighth day, which is going to be possibly the seventh day, it's going to be Mutter to eat it, because the mitzvah, you don't do the mitzvah of Esrog on the eighth day, as we're going to see in a moment. So the Gemara says that therefore, according to my Meimar, it's going to be fine. So now the Gemara says that really there was different menhagim who to follow. Besura Avdei Kemar Meimar. So in Surah, they followed Mar Meimar and they ate their Esrogim on the eighth day. Rav Shishab Reid Rav Idi Avid Kabaya. As Rav Shishab Reid Rav Idi, he did like Kabaya, he would not eat his Esrog until the ninth day. So the Gemara says, Vilchos HaKabaya, the halacha follows Abaya, so that we are Machmir on the eighth day. You would not be allowed on the eighth day to eat your Esrog. You'd have to wait till the ninth day in Chutz La'aretz. So now the Gemara discusses, well, we're discussing, wait a second, that the eighth day might really be the seventh day because of Sveika de Yoma. We're not sure really when the day is. So now the Gemara discusses, what about the mitzvah of Sukkah? Amrav Yudah Breder of Shmuel Barshilach Mishmei Durav. Shmini is Safek Shvi. So the eighth day is going to be possibly the seventh day, and Shvi LeSukkah is going to be treated the seventh day with regards to the mitzvah of Sukkah. That you should live, you should have a mitzvah to sit in the Sukkah on the eighth day as well. Ushmini LeBracha, however, it's going to be eighth day with regards to a bracha. What bracha are we discussing? So Rashi mentions that we're talking about Sheomer B'Tfilah Bechas Hamazon. When you daven and when you bench, what do you say? So, because I'm still sitting in the Sukkah, so maybe should I mention maybe both Chag HaSukkos or just Chag Shmini Atzeres? So clearly, Rav says no. Clearly, when you daven and you say bench, you say Yom. The Rashi says Yom Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. That's what you say Shmini Atzeres in your davening. However, you do sit in the Sukkah. Now the Gemara quotes Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shmini Lezev Lezev. Rabbi Yochanan says no. It's treated as the eighth day, both regards to Sukkah and that of the Yom Tov Bracha. So the Gemara is going to discuss what this means. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? Me sever the guards to sitting in the Sukkah, kuli amel lo pligi de yasvina. Even Rabbi Yochanan is going to agree that we sit in the Sukkah on the eighth day. Ki pligi, what is the machlokas all about? It's turning out the next time, levruche, only with regards to the bracha. So now we're assuming, as a Zavar Pashat, the Gemara is assuming, that everybody would agree that you sit in the Sukkah. But what about the mitzvah of the Dalad Minim? How come the Gemara seems, we're going to go to the Hemshech of the Gemara, and the Gemara makes no mention, the Gemara clearly assumes that the fact that it doesn't mention it, the Gemara is assuming that you don't shake the Dalad Minim on Shemini Atzeres. Why should that be? So the Rishonim have discussed different answers about this. The Ran says that the mitzvah of Sukkah is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So Sveika the Yoma teaches you on a Darabana level to be machmer for what may have been the mitzvah deraisa. So the mitzvah of sukkah is deraisa. However, we know that the 7 days in Chutzlaretz for sure, even in Yerushalayim is only shaila about maybe being deraisa in Bizman Azeb, but for sure in Chutzlaretz and for sure even the rest of Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvah of sukkah and the mitzvah the mitzvah of dalad minim is only Darabana, is only zecher lemikdash. So then there's no reason to make everybody a suffix to be machmer on the 7th day. That's the answer that the Ran suggests. Tosos give a different answer. At the end of the day, that the lulav is like it's muktzah. It's hukas la mitzvah. So the fact that you're taking it is showing that it's similar going to be like it's not going to be like yomtov. So therefore, when you go in a sukkah, you're just sitting in a nice area outside. That's Tosos Svarli. You're sitting in a nice area outside. However, if I'm going in and shaking my dalad minim, that's going to be mamish be like a zilzal of the yomtov, and people are going to think that it's chalamoid. And Ritzvah extends that further to say that people are going to treat the yomtov. They're gonna treat the yantiv not carefully, so that's why you don't shake the lulav. Okay, that's what the Gemara assumes. So clearly, you don't do the dal minim. The only shaila is about the sukkah. So the Gemara says everyone agrees that they should sit in the sukkah. The only machlokas is do you make a bracha of leishiv basukkah? Leman da amar shvi lesukkah. So according to Rav Yehuda, the name of Rav, who said the 8th day is going to be treated like the 7th day, bruchi namirachinan. You even make the bracha since you're chayav to sit in the sukkah midrabanan, meaning a suffix. Maybe it's really the 7th day right now. So you should also make a bracha to sit in the sukkah, just like every Yom Tov Sheni, we make all the same brachas we did the night before, right? You have a second Seder, you make all the same brachas, al chilas matzah. So too, why is this any different? Yom Tov Sheni, it's a day, maybe it's like Chol HaMoed, and therefore Chol HaMoed, you make a bracha when you sit in the sukkah. So too, on the 8th day, I should make a bracha when I sit, according to that's the opinion of Rav, I should make a bracha. L'man damar shemini lezeh lezeh, but according to B'yochan, it says that it's the 8th day for the sukkah and the bracha of Yom Tov, bruchei lo mevarchin, and we do not make the bracha of sitting in the sukkah, because he's just saying, Pashas Rashi boy says, you just be consistent. I'm going to be dominating Shmini Atzeres. I'm going to be benching Shmini Atzeres, and all of a sudden I'm going to make a bracha. Shekhet Shana Mitzvah Tivana Leishah Basukkah. The sukkah is a different day. I should be consistent with what I'm doing. So therefore, he says, don't make a bracha when you sit in the sukkah. So now the Gemara continues. Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Nakut Rabbi Yochanan Biyadecha. That he thinks that Rabbi Yochanan is more correct, because that we should follow his shita with regards to the 8th day not making a bracha. Why is that? The Rav Huna bar Bizna, because Rav Huna bar Bizna and all the great gedolim of the generation, they visited a sukkah on the 8th day, and it was a suffix, meaning they're in chutzlar, so suffix maybe it was the 7th day, so they went to the sukkah. Mesei aviyasa, they sat in the sukkah and they ate in the sukkah. However, bruchel mevarcha did not make the bracha of shekhet the shana v'sevet leisha basukkah in this sukkah. So Gemara says, well, wait a second. Tilma sfer luhu kimanda amar kevan shebirchem tavishon shuvan mevarch. Wait a second. We saw another opinion earlier on in the Gemara Memvav. The Gemara told us that there's a machlokas whether I make the bracha every time I go into the sukkah, or just there's like a one time mitzvah, make the bracha the first night, and that's going to be motzmi the whole rest of the chag. So maybe their shita was like those chachamim, that you make a bracha once and you don't make a bracha the rest of the chag. So enochanami, that was their shita, but nothing to do the fact that it was Shmini Atzeres. They wouldn't make a bracha on the 6th day, the 5th day, the 4th day either, because they just hold that you make one bracha. The Gemara says no. Rabbi Yosef says no. I know for sure that community me offer us. I know where they came from. They were coming from the grazing their fields, and therefore they didn't have a sukkah. They didn't sit in the sukkah the entire time. So even if they held like that shita, they would have made a bracha. So therefore, meaning that they didn't even if they held like the shita, you make the bracha once, they didn't make a bracha yet on sukkahs. So since they didn't make a bracha yet on sukkahs, they would for sure make a bracha if they held, you should make a bracha on Shmini Atzeres. Since they didn't, so then it was the first opportunity to fill the mitzvah, and yet they still didn't make a bracha. That clearly shows that we don't make a bracha on the 8th day. There's a raya for Rabbi Yochanan. Just the Achronim are just so bothered by Rav Moshe points that also. What in the world? They didn't make an effort. They were like, they were grazing their field. Okay, there might be some sort of tour, but these big tzaddikim didn't make an extra effort to sit in the sukkah. So Moshe leaves it as a pella. As I saw it brought down to some explain based on the Gaonim that no, maybe it was the time of the Gzeiras Hashmad where they were not allowed to sit. There was the threat of death to sit in the sukkah. So maybe that's why they were only able to go to Shmini Atzeres, that the people were monitoring them. They weren't able to, like the communist Russia, they were careful to watch them not to do any mitzvahs. Maybe that's one explanation of what was going on. Or Moshe says either way though, for sure they were eating achilas yamtav, because that the Torah maybe for the sukkah is existent, but it depends. Or Moshe wasn't assuming that there's Gzeiras Hashmad, but he was assuming that they just for whatever reason weren't keeping the mitzvah of sukkah. So Moshe thought that for sure, though, that they would eat, they would still have their yantav meal, even chutz l'sukkah, there'd be a heter to eat for them to have their mechiv, to have their sukkah's meal, even though it was outside of the sukkah. Okay, so the Gemara again was bringing a raya for Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara has a different mahalach of exactly the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yochanan. So now the Gemara suggests, Ikad Amri, there's a different version of this machlokas, bruche, with regards to the bracha of the mitzvah, kli amay lopi gidol machinan. Even Rabbi Yehuda Marav is going to agree that you would not make a bracha. Because again, it's like what Rashi pointed out for the Sfar Rabbi Yochanan, very compelling. You're saying everything Shmini Atzeres. So all of a sudden you're gonna say the bracha of sukkah. So the Gemara says no. Keep ligi. What's machlokas lemesa? They're arguing with regard to sitting in the sukkah on the eighth day. Lemanta amar shiva la sukkah. According to Rav Yehuda and the Rav, who said that it's treated as a seventh day with regards to the sukkah. Mesa yaviyasvinan. We sit on the sukkah on the seventh day. Lemanta amar shmini lazeh ulazeh. But according to Rav Yochanan, who said that the eighth day is going to be treated as a sukkah. With regards to the Amtav Bracha, Mesav Namilas, you wouldn't even sit in the sukkah. According to this view, Rabbi Yochanan holds that you shouldn't even sit, even sitting in the sukkah without a bracha is showing that it's like the seventh day of sukkahs, which is like Chol HaMoed, which you're not supposed to do. It's going to, again, like the Ritva pointed out, people are going to treat the Yantav with less Kedusha because it's Chol HaMoed, they're not going to think it's really Mamash Yantav, people are sitting in the sukkah. So therefore, according to this version, Rabbi Yochanan says not to dwell in the sukkah at all, even without a bracha. The Gemara says now, Amar Rav Yosef, Anakot Rabbi Yochanan Medecha, and to this he was bringing a raya for Rabbi Yochanan, Demare Deshmaitim Money, because who is the authoring of the teacher in the name of Rav, who said this? This was Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda braid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. It was Rav Yehuda braid Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, and he himself Shmini Tzavek Shvi Lebar Masukah Yosef. He didn't even sin the sukkah on the eighth day. So currently, he himself, even though he's bringing the Manda Amar, the opinion of Rav, who was arguing Rav Yochanan, he himself held like Rav Yochanan. So clearly, we should hold like Rav Yochanan. And the Gemara now, how are we going to pasken? The Gemara is pretty fairish about this. Vehilchasam Meisav Yasfinan. The lacha is that we should sit in the sukkah on the eighth day, even because of Seika Diyoma, because it may be the seventh day, in which case you're just in the sukkah. However, we do not make a bracha because we don't make the bracha to contradict the Shemini Atzeres. So therefore, or like we saw before, then it's going to lead to less regular level of Kedusha. Making a full-fledged bracha isn't going to be the problem. So the Gemara seems pretty bearish, black on white, that you should sit in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. We know there's a minute, that's my minute. The minute of Chassidim is not to sit in the sukkah on the eighth day. So that's a very big shiloh. What do they do with this seemingly Beferish Gemara? So two things just to point out. I remember hearing from, I think Rav Schechter said the name of Soloveitchik, but I definitely heard this B'Shem Rav Soloveitchik before, that he was okay with all, if you're Chassidish, everything is okay, except for two things. That two menhagim that he said that you should uproot, even though you kept all the other menhagim. The one is this halacha, that the Chassidim don't sit in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres, Beferish Gemara, Beferish Shulchan Aruch, you have to keep that. And the second one is wearing a box, wearing the box instead of the dalid on the back of your tefillin. I was so makbid about that, but that's what I've heard B'Shem Rav Soloveitchik. However, there is defense, because we mentioned that. The Tosfos says that when the moment according to Tosfos, the whole reason that we don't shake the lulav and esrog is because the moment I pick up my lulav and esrog, that's showing that it's the previous day, and something that's megala mucha milsa, that I'm doing something on the previous day, that's going to be milta milsa shenog b'mina chol, and therefore I don't want to do that on yantiv. So as a justification, Moshe brings down this justification in the name of justifying the Hasidic practice also, is that in Europe it was freezing cold. So in Europe, we're talking about, it was like mamish, it was less than, below 32 degrees, it was mamish freezing. So the fact that you're going to sin your sukkah is already megala that you're showing that it's like chol. It's no different than the fact that you don't shake the lulav and esrog. So therefore, Rav Moshe says that that's why, potentially, maybe that's why they took the tosos very seriously, and then the men developed that the chassidim don't sit in the sukkah, and that's maybe why they don't sit in the sukkah. However, Rav Moshe says, but now he's talking about New York and Lachora, Gacholshikin, and other warmer places where it is, the whole vort is that, because tosos is like and places that were going to be warmer, so then there, where it's not mukha milsa, people like to sit outside all the time. There's, you know, rap cafes and things are sitting outside, especially in Eretz Yisrael, let's say, but Eretz Yisrael, you don't have 2 days, we're not getting to that. But Lemaisa, in terms of sitting outside in nicer climates, in Florida or places like that, Rav Moshe said, Vada, even the Hasidish minhag, even the Hasidim themselves who kept that minhag originally in Europe, would tell you that you have a chiyuv to sit in the sukkah, and that's what you should do. That's with regards to sitting in the sukkah. What about with regards to sleeping that night? Because we mentioned the whole vort over here is that the chilek that you're having is that you don't make a bracha. We don't make a bracha on sleeping in the sukkah, so maybe I should argue that you shouldn't sleep in the sukkah because there's no chiluk between sukkahs and Shemini Atzeres. That is actually the opinion of the Mordechai. Mordechai, quoting the Rav Yah, he held that way as well. I think there are many who hold like that as well, that you don't sleep in the sukkah. That seems to be the minhag. The Mishabura quotes that's a minhag. However, I know Rav Moshe himself, this is the quote of the also, Rav Moshe did sleep in the sukkah. There is the shita that you should sleep in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres as well. I think he was even most nefesh for it because his father got sick during even makbid to do in Europe. So Rav Moshe used to be very makbid about this as well, to sleep in the sukkah even on Shemini Atzeres. And that's what he did on sleeping in the sukkah. Okay, so you have the, everyone should ask the Rav and follow their minhagim about what to do, but the Gemara does seem pretty clear that one should sit in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. Agav, with Shemini Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz, in Eretz Yisrael rather, I think Rosh Hashanah, even if you're keeping 2 days, so you keep 2 days because of we're going back, even right, Daita Lach, sorry, like in the whole Shal, about someone who keeps 2 days when in Eretz Yisrael, But I'm pretty sure Rav Shlomo Zalman held that even for them, it would be a big problem, even if they're holding 2 days, because we're in Eretz Yisrael, to sit in the sukkah. I think Rav Shlomo Zalman was very against it, if I'm not mistaken. I didn't have a chance to double check that. But I'm pretty sure Rav Shlomo Zalman was not happy with B'nai Chutzlaretz to sit in the sukkah, even if their general minhag HaShmiyat is to, because you're in Eretz Yisrael. I thought he thinks it was even worse, a real shayla of Baal Tosif. That's a shayla why, in general, it's not a problem of Baal Tosif, but Kol Shekin Eretz Yisrael, okay, that's what we see over here. Now the Gemara continues discussing the halachas of Shmini Atzeres. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said, Omrim Zman B'Shmini Shel Chag. We do make the bracha of Shechianu on Shmini Atzeres. So normally Shechianu is a bracha. I'm so excited to be in this time. So I make it once during the course of a Chag, right? I make the bracha once in the course of Pesach, and I make it, the Gemara's going to compare it to Pesach in a moment, or Yom Kippur, or Rosh Hashanah. I'm so excited to be in this man. I say Shechianu, I'm so excited to be now. So Shmini Atzeres requires its own bracha. However, I don't make a bracha on Pesach. I make it because I made it already on the first Yantiv. So the Gemara says, the Amar Rabbi Levi Bar Chama Yitim Rabbi Amar Chanina Tedo. So why do I know that the Shechianu should be said in Shmini Atzeres? Shmini Atzeres is a different Chag. How do I know that? Shari Chaluk B'Shloshet Dvarim. There's three things that make Shmini Atzeres different in regards to as opposed to the first day of Sukkot. What is that? B'Sukkah V'Lulav and Yisachamayim. In regards to Lach of Sukkah, you don't have Sukkah in Shmini Atzeres. So clearly, it's a different Chag. You don't do Lulav, and it also the pouring of the water libations, which are only performed on the 7 days of Sukkot, and not on Shmini Atzeres. So. Therefore, that's why it's Shmini Atzeres. We see it's a fundamentally different day. Rabbi Yehuda de Amar Beluga Yamanasech Kol Shmona. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees on two points. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees that he says that the amount of water that was used during the entire Chag was not. The Tanakhama held that it was 3 lugin, and Rabbi Yehuda held that it was 1 lug. And the second machlok is Rabbi Yehuda held that you would also do the nisach hamayim, do the water libation on all 8 days, including Shmini Atzeres. So Gemara just points out, he would still agree though that you don't sit in the sukkah and you don't shake the lulav. Talking about Eretz Yisrael, so for sure you don't do those two things. So clearly Shmini Atzeres is different, and therefore it's since its own chag ki'ilu, it's its own chag. Therefore you should make its own shachianu. So Gemara says, ihachi, if the whole thing about is going to be when it's different, so then Shvi Shel Pesach Nami Arei Chaluk Bachilas Matzah. Shvi Shel Pesach has a fundamentally different mitzvah. There's a mitzvah d'oraisa of matzah on the first night of Pesach. We know b'layla tochel matzos. So you eat matzah on the first night. The rest of the days are reshus, right? Because of shishil yam and shivas yamim, the Gemara learns out that that you learn out that the rest of the days are only reshus. We know the first night is a mitzvah matzah d'oraisa. From then onwards, it's only going to be if you want. You just have to avoid eating chametz, but you don't have to have matzah. That's all shaila. Is a mitzvah kiyumes the famous shita of the Gra, really based on Rishonim, the Balamor, or other Rishonim chizkuni make references of things like of that nature. But there might be a voluntary mitzvah kiyumis, that you might be mekayim a mitzvah every time you eat it, but there's definitely no chiyuv. As long as I just avoid eating chametz all 7 days, I'm fully yotze my mitzvah from after the first night and onward. So the Gemara says, wait a second, what's the comparison? Regards to the 7th day of Pesach, even though it's different from the first night, it's not different from the first day, the day itself. When does the mitzvah expire? The moment Alos HaShachar kicks in, it's a mitzvah, or maybe even chatzos potentially, the mitzvah of matzah is no longer a chiyuv anymore. So therefore you're not mekayim the mitzvah even by daytime. So therefore it's not even similar to the first. It is similar to the first day because the first day after the nighttime's over, there's no mitzvah of matzah anymore. Hacha afilo miyom nami chalak. However, Shmini Atzeres is different even from the first day and the first night of Sukkot. It's completely different from the first day rather, as opposed to the Shvi Shel Chag of Pesach is similar to the first day. So therefore it's not chayav its own shechianu. So Gemara says Ravina Amar zechaluk mishalafanav zechaluk mishalafitnei panav. And he says another answer Ravina gave is that the 8th day is different from the seventh day, as opposed to the day of Pesach, which is different only from the day which is different than the first day, a few days before that day. So therefore, it's not going to make its own Shechianu bracha because the final day before it was exactly the same as the day seemingly, even though with regards to malacha is different, but with regards to the day before, in terms of the halacha of the mitzvahs that you have, is going to be fundamentally different. Now the Gemara is going to mention chilukim between the mitzvah of Shmini Atzeres and the chag of Shmini Atzeres and Sukkot. So there's a gears of Amar of Papa or Papa Amar, whatever it's going to be. Hacha ksiv par. With regards to the 8th day, you only bring one bull. Only one bull is brought on Mizbeach. Hasam ksiv parim. Whereas, we know, on Sukkot, they brought many, right? The first day they would bring 12, and then the second day they would bring 11, and they would go down until 9, 8, 7, until the end of the last day of Sukkot, they would be going downward. So the Gemara says, that's actually why Beishameh held, whatever, not Beishameh. So the Gemara continues, the Gemara says, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, Hacha ksiv bayom. Here is reference bayom. It says, bayom hashmini atzeres yelachem, and with regards to Pesach, the rest of the days of Sukkot, it says Usiv Ubayom is on the day. So clearly there's a chiluk between it and it's implying that the korbanos are also different. They're separating the 8th day with regards to that it's fundamentally a different day. And now another chiluk, Ravashi Amar Hachaksiv Kamishpat, the Bazik says that it should be Kamishpat according to their law, as opposed to Hasav Ksiv Kamishpatam with regards to the korbanos and Sukkot, it says Kamishpatam. that after listing the 7 days of the korbanos that you brought on the 7 days, it says kemishpatam, the guards to their law, seemingly defining it as only these 7 days of korbanos are going to be their own day, as opposed to the 8th day, which kemishpat has its own halacha, is clearly going to be different. So the Gemara now says another raya for Rabbi Yochanan. Lema mesayela. Maybe the brisa is going to be supporting Rabbi Yochanan. Haparim ha'ilim v'akvasim akven tzedzeh. The bulls, the rams, and the sheep are going to be essential to one another. Meaning, if I don't have, if I'm missing any of them, so then I'm not able to bring the other korbanos. Rabbi Yehuda omer parim ein ma'akvin tzedzeh. How is Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says the bulls that you bring are the parim that go down are not going to be essential to one another. How do I know that? Sharei mitzmatin v'holchin. We're continuously going down the numbers from day to day. Each of the day of the Chag, the number of the bulls that you bring is going down. The first day you bring 13, the second day you bring 12. So the fact that the Torah is not makbid on each day, what it should be, so therefore, even if I bring, let's say I only have 10 the first day, so I don't have my 12, so that's not going to be ma'akev, I could still bring the korbanos. The Gemara says, Amrulo, the Rabbanan responded to him, Velo kulan mismatin v'olcha b'shmini, but wait a second, according to you, don't all of the rams and the sheep, they also go down on the 8th day? The fact that the 8th day is going to be, that throughout the Chag of Sukkot, you bring 2 rams and 14 sheep, they're going to be, as Rashi points out, that are brought down each day. On the Shemini Atzeres, you only bring 1 ram and 7 sheep. So clearly, it seems that we can see that the fact that the animals are going down is not going to be mechayev them either. Not going to be binding, and it's not going to be akiv them, and therefore that should also not be critical according to you. So how do you respond to that, Taina? So he responded, Amar lahen Shemini regel fnei atzmahu. No, you can't compare that because Shemini Atzeres is a chag unto itself, and therefore the korbanos are not going to be comparable to the previous korbanos. The fact that the korbanos of the rams and the sheep stay the same throughout the chag of Sukkot, the 7 days of Sukkot, that's the ikar for me, says Rabbi Yehuda. Just as the 7 days of the Chag, they require their own korban, is a distinct korban, and also the shear that they used to bring, as Rashi points out, was the shear that was talking about giving to the poor, different themes, even though each day of the Sukkot was different, but each one had to do with the shear that was talking about doing the mitzvah of giving tzedakah, things that are similar, like giving meiser, like at shechel peah, things that would be generally relevant to that. However, ashmini ton korban v'shir bracha v'lina, shmini atzeres was different on all these things, that the sheep number is going to be different, the number of korbanos you bring is going to be different, and the concept of lina, I didn't mention, the concept of lina is staying overnight, that's a concept that we learn, as Rashi points out, we learn out that you have to sleep there the first night of Yom Tov Rishon, and the Rishonim learned it out, but by Pesach it says, implies that on Yantav, itself, the Chachavim chayav you to sleep, the mitzvah, the Torah is telling you the chayav to sleep overnight. So that is a specific independent requirement on Yantav to do that, and that would apply by Shmini Atzeres differently as well. And also the Shir Shalom is different because we would say Lemateach al Shminis, which has nothing to do with the topic of giving tzedakah to the poor. It's a different kapitel Tehillim that you say as the Shir Shalom in the Beis Hamikdash, which the Levim would sing. So the Gemara now says, so the Gemara now brings the Raya for Yochanan. So what is, we brought 3 different chalukim. We brought out korban, shir, bracha, 4 things. Korban, shir, bracha, velina. So I mentioned the 3. I talked about korban, I talked about shir, is a shir shayom, and the lina, and the lina we mentioned is staying overnight. That's a different chiyuv that would apply by Shmini Atzeres as well. So shaila is, what's bracha? So Gemara now turning on to the next someone says, what's bracha? My love's man. Doesn't it imply the term bracha by Rabbi Huda talking about bracha of Shechianu? That the bracha of Shechianu, and even though it's only Rabbi Huda saying that Shmini Atzeres would require its own bracha, the chachamim didn't respond to that. So apparently they agree that at least with bracha, that even though Shmini Atzeres is going to, they would agree to that point, that they would be chayav in the bracha of Shechianu. And the Gemara says, no, how do you know they were talking about bracha men Shechianu? Lo, that Shmini Atzeres is different because Birkas HaMazon, the tefillah, is referring to benching. After, when you're benching, you say Shmini Atzeres HaGazeh, and the same thing with regards to davening. You wouldn't say the Sukkis, rather you say the tefillos, a special nusach for Shmini Atzeres. So the Gemara says, Hachanam is not only that, this explanation makes more sense because the Isaac Adai Dach Zman, and it does Zman, if we're talking about the Bracha of Zman, I'm saying Shechianu, Zman Kol Shiva Mi'ika. Is there a Bracha of Shechianu all 7 days of Sukkot? No, only the first day. So the Gemara says, no, but that's not a proof. Halo kasha di'la bar chayina. No, because if I missed the Shechianu, any days of the days of Sukkot, all as long as the Chag hasn't been over, you'd be able to make it up. You'd be able to touch Lubin, you'd be able to make up the bracha of Shechianu throughout the Chag. That's what the Gemara is suggesting over here. Now the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, though, the Gemara says, Mikol Malkum, still, how can you say Shechianu on Chol HaMoed? Kospain, and you still require a cup of wine, and you don't have, l'chor, most people don't have wine on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara says, Leima, Misayela, Rav Nachman, maybe the fact that the Riz Brisa seemingly is going to be talking about Shechianu would be a support for Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, Zman, Omrav, Afila Bashuk, even when you're standing up, now, without a cup of wine, is going to be allowed. You can say the bracha of Shechianu without a cup of wine. Diyamar Beinan Kos, if you say require a kos, Kos Yom Amika, does everyone have a kos that most people don't have kosos all the time. So the Gemara rejects this. The Dilma de Ikle le kos. Maybe we're talking about a case where you happen to have a kos, it wouldn't be a raya for Rav Nachman. Although we do hold, like Rav Nachman, we hold that Be'etzim, you don't need to make the Shechianu on a cup of wine. It's better if you do. However, if you don't, then that still be yotze the bracha of Shechianu. That's what Shechianu likes to point out. I mentioned this in yesterday's daf already, but that the woman, also women are making Shechianu. They're kind of, that's the minhag, that they always make Shechianu because as man is Giyah, they're not making it ala kos. It's better for them, he thinks, that the minhag olam is like that, for sure. That they all make it by candlelighting, but l'chora, it'd be better to make it ala kos with their husbands to not make their Shechianu there. I'm not sure if any, I don't even know if Rebbetzin listens to them, but the ma'aseh, that's the minhag of, that's the minhag of olam, too, we do say it, because you're yotzei there, but better to make it ala kos. Now the Gemara continues going back to the rice of a sovereign, Rebbe Yehuda Shemini Tal, Lina, wait a second, does Rebbe Yehuda hold that the eighth day requires sleeping overnight? Is that really true? Tanya, don't we learn on a brayser? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Minayin laPesach Sheni she'eno ta'on lina." From where do we know that the second day of Pesach does not require staying overnight? We're talking about Pesach Sheni. If you missed Pesach Rishon, if you're tamei v'derech rechoka, the pasuk tells you you could be mekayim it 30 days later instead of Nisan. You'll mekayim it yudalat iyar. So the Gemara says, "Upanisa boker lefto alecha." The pasuk says, "Never panisa boker lechlecha," that you turn your back and you go in the next morning. K'siv sheishi yam mitochah matzos. Right afterwards, it says, "You know, 6 days you're going to have matzos." Etchetal and shisha talalina. From the fact that we learn out that the 6 days of Pesach is going to be, that's going to require sleeping overnight. However, etchetal and shisha, that which does not require the 6 days, meaning we're talking about Pesach Sheni, etchetal and lina, that's not coming to teach you that you don't need to sleep overnight. So the Gemara now asks, Lamutimai, what is Rabbi Yehuda's rule coming to exclude? So the Gemara wants to imply that lav lamute namish mini shel chag. Right now we're assuming maybe this is coming to exclude the yamt of Shmini Atzeres. Maybe that's not going to have the mitzvah of lina. So the Gemara says, no, it's coming to lamute sheni Pesach Sheni. It's excluding the second Pesach Sheni, which is similar to the first Pesach. I would have thought it'd be Chayav and Lina. So the Gemara is telling you that you don't have to. Pesach Sheni is fundamentally different. We know you could even have Chametz afterwards, and it's very different than the Pesach Rishon. So that also you don't need Lina. That's another different halacha. The Gemara says Hachin Amisavi. That's actually seemingly implied from Rabbi Yehuda. This not as we learn in the Mishnah. Habikurim Tunin Korban Vashir Tunufa Velina. That Bikurim, they require a Korban. We're supposed to bring in a Korban Shlomim with regards to when you bring the Bikurim, the Shalmei Rashi quotes, learn it out. Samachta b'chol atov, and tov is bringing out the korban, the shlamim, and the meat of the shlamim. So, and also we learn out that besides for that, it also needs shir, and it has a different, it requires a different shir, different song of the day, right? The Aramim Chashem Ki L'Sani, that's what they would sing. And also, tanufa is they would wave it in four directions, up and down, all around. And lina, and it would require lina staying overnight. So this we learn from over here, man shmatle damar tznufa. So now who's the Tana that says that the waving is one of the requirements of the Gemara? Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda bekamar talina, and Rabbi Yehuda himself in this brisa is the one who says that Bikurim is going to require lina. So seemingly that's not excluding Shavuos. I would have thought maybe it's going to come to exclude Shavuos and maybe Shemini Atzeres, which is only one day Chagim. No, but still the Gemara says no, it's not coming to exclude that. Therefore, this is a raya for Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara continues to sign as we learn in a brisa. Rabbi Yehuda requires tenufa waving by the Bikurim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer v'inachto. Mamish to this week's parsha. Very nice. We're darshaning out the Rishon of this week's parsha. V'inachto zet tenufa. That we're learning out that the Torah is telling us that you should put the Bikurim down on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, and you should wave them. The Gemara says, Atzimah zet tenufa. Is it talking about waving them? Oh, eno ela hanacha mamish. We have two psukim. One says, V'laka kohen atena miyadecha v'nichal izbecha shel kecha. The Kohen is going to take the basket from your hand and place on Mizbeach. And the other one says, V'ata inevis is rishis pre'adama shenatli v'inachto lefnei Hashem lekecha. It says putting it down again. So it says it two different times. So Gemara Adam is a tenufa eno ela hanacha mamish. Are we talking about the actual placement of the owner of the bala bikurim, the bikurim before the mizbeach, or for the kohanim to take and eat it, or where is the waving? So Gemara says kishu omer vinachto, but it says vinachto a second time. That's already talking about placing it down. I don't need to mention placing it down twice by the mizbeach. It said already placing it down. So which is it? So Gemara says hamani mekayim vinachto. So when it says the pasuk two times vinachto, you should place it down. Zot tenufa. This implies that the waving the Torah means that the kohen puts down the basket down, the owner lifts it up. What's the purpose? That it must be that you're waving it, and you have to be melech hamovi after the owner places it down, back down. You'll put it down again after that, but you still do the tenufa. You need to do the moving. Well, Dilma Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. The Gemara says, but wait a second. Maybe this Mishnah is, according to Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, not Rabbi Yehuda who said that that it's connected to the previous halacha. Maybe it decided Rabbi Lakach according to Tana B'decha, the Kohen is going to take the basket from hand. Limit al Bikurim Shetonin Tzenuva. We see another Tana that holds that Bikurim require waving. Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That's the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And then I'm going to ask my Tana Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. What's the reasoning for Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? I say Yad Yad Mishlamim learns it out by Gzira Shava. The literally the words of Yad Yad, the hand in hand from Shlamim. Ksiv Achav Lakach Tana Miyadecha, lashon of a hand. He takes it from your hand. Ksiv Asim Yadav Tivena Asishay Hashem. And it's written in the context of a shlamim yadav tivane leves Hashem that the owner should bring the korban in order to wave it. So through the gzeir shavik learn just like by the shlamim you require waving, so too by bikurim also by the bikurim it also requires waving. So Marv says makan kohen, just like in the case of bikurim the taking the waving is done by the kohen, so too aflahalan a kohen, as so too with regards to shlamim the waving is also done by a kohen. So the Gemara says that even though the pasuk says also that the owner has to do so, malahal and bailim, just like the case of shlamim, the owner obviously is also waving it. So too, afkan bailim, so too the owner must also wave them. So the Gemara says, how do you have both? Though, how do you have the bailim and the kohen waving it? They do a joint process together. Haketzad, how is the waving done? Kohen maniach yad tachas yad bailim. Meaning, if the kohen places his hand below the owner's hand, he waves them together. And Tosos point out that the owner has to hold the upper rim while the kohen is placing his hands more towards the base, because it can't be that the hands are going to be a chatzitza. There's going to be a barrier between the Cohen's hands in the basket. You're not able to have that. So they have to have a situation where they're able to touch it directly while having them waving it together. So Gemara says, "My havelah." So with regards to the shechianu, how do we paskin at the end of the day? Gemara says, "Rav Nachman Amar Omrim Zman Bishmini Shel Chag." Rav Nachman says that we do say the bracha on Shmini Atzeres. We say the bracha of shechianu. Rav Sheish Amar Ein Omrim Zman Bishmini Shel Chag. As Rav Sheish has paskin to paskin, we don't say the bracha on Shmini Atzeres. And what's the halacha? Hilchos Omrim Zman Bishmini Shel Chag. And what the halacha is that we do say the shechianu on Shmini Atzeres. That's halacha lemaisa. And now the Gemara continues. Gemara says, "Tanak of Aster of Nachman." We bring a proof from Nachman based on the Brisa. Shmini, the eighth day, turning out the next Amud. Now, is regal b'fnei atzma is considered its own independent chag. What for? What halachas? Inyan pazar kashav. Six different halachas, but they're known as pazar kashav. Pious man, regal, korban, shira, bracha. And what are those? Pious b'fnei atzma, independent lottery. Now, normally during the 7 days of Sukkot, all 24 mishmaros, the groups of Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash would follow a rotation, in which each mishmar would receive the schus of the korbanos musaf hayom. Shmini Atzeres was not part of this rotation. It had its own. It had its own pious and its own casting of lots, different from the Zman of Sukkot. Zman b'fnei atzma with regards to the lacha of shechianu is said on Shmini Atzeres, just as you do on other chagim. Regal b'fnei atzma, and what's this regal b'fnei atzma that you don't sit in the sukkah? Rashi and Tosfos point out you don't sit in the sukkah. It's obviously talking about in Eretz Yisrael. It's not talking about Bavel. And then korban b'fnei atzma also has an independent korban. The Shmini Atzeres pointed out the numbers don't go down properly. They're from 13 to 7, and then the Shmini Atzeres they don't follow that sequence with only one bull instead of six sheep being offered. So that's not the sequence, and therefore it's a different korban. Shira b'fnei atzma that you also bring its own independent shira, as we mentioned. The Shir Shal Yom of the Levim and the Beis Hamikdash and Bracha b'fnei atzmo, an independent Bracha. What's this independent Bracha? So Rashi points out maybe it's talking about in Bracha and Shmona Esrei and davening, and that's what we say that Shmini Atzeres would be different, or potentially it gives a whole other shot based on the Tosefta is that the bracha that they used to say when they said taking leave of the kings, which they would do on the chagim, apparently would do a separate one for Shmini Atzeres, showing that it fundamentally is different. And we see from here there's a general rule for everybody. Just remember when we're lighting candles, let's say if the minhag that they do say the shechianu by the candles, that you say a shechianu on every chag except for Ashkenazim, at least except for Shvi Shel Pesach, right? That would be Shavuos, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres. Those chagim you would say all shechianu. The only time we don't is Shvi Shel Pesach. Abayz Hashem, we'll pick up with the Mishnah in tomorrow's daf.